Living Emuna, number 15, Appreciating Our Blessings. The Torah tells of the death of Miriam, whereupon V'lohaya Mayim La'eda, B'nai Israel, the Jewish people, found themselves without any water supplies. Rashi explains that a miraculous well had accompanied the people during their travels in Miriam's merit, and once she passed away, the well no longer provided water. The Kli Yakar comments that B'nai Israel, the Jewish people, could have retained the miraculous well even after Miriam's death, if they had appreciated her greatness while she was alive. Later in the Chumash, when the Torah tells of the deaths of Moshe and Aaron, Moses and Aaron, it says that the nation wept and mourned the loss, but no such account appears in the context of Miriam's passing. It appears that the people didn't sufficiently appreciate the greatness of this woman who lived amongst them. And for this reason, Hashem took away the well where Miriam died, so they would realize that for 40 years they had water only in her merit. Appreciating life's blessings is vitally important. When we lose something, it's not a punishment, but a reminder. We're naturally inclined to get used to what we have and take it for granted until we lose it. In fact, we read of B'nai Israel's, the Jewish people's, complaints about their conditions in the wilderness. They were surrounded by the special clouds of glory. They were fed directly by Hashem each morning and had all their needs cared for. How could they complain? The answer is that people can get used to anything and take it for granted. Once they don't recognize the blessings in their lives as blessings, they become embittered and complain. There are people who have received wonderful blessings from Hashem, yet constantly complain, whereas others are always saying Baruch Hashem and expressing gratitude no matter what is happening in their lives. Besides bringing joy and contentment, feeling grateful arouses immense divine compassion. The Tzemach Tzedek told that once on Yom Kippur, the Baal Shem Tov looked very disturbed, and then suddenly his appearance changed and he looked calm and relaxed. When he was asked what happened, he explained that he saw the Ketrugim, the prosecuting angels, arguing against the Jewish people in the heavens, and he didn't know what to say in their defense. Just then, a woman who recently had a baby at an advanced age went home to nurse her newborn infant. Afterwards, she felt a profound sense of gratitude for this blessing. She stood up and said, "Hashem, you did for me the greatest kindness. How could I ever repay you? You own the entire universe. The only thing I can do is give you a bracha. Just as you made me so happy with this baby, may you experience joy from your children, the Jewish people." These simple words of gratitude, the Baal Shem Tov said, made such an impression in the heavens that all the Ketrugim, the prosecuting angels, were silenced. The decree was issued that we would have a year of blessing. Hashem loves when we feel and express appreciation. And every single person can turn to Hashem at any time to say thank you. A very wealthy man once met in Eretz Israel, with Rabbi Fira, head of the Ezra Lamarpe organization, which helps over 100,000 ill patients every year. The man gave a large donation. Afterward, the two men went to the Kotel, the Western Wall, to pray. It was late at night, and when they arrived, they saw a man in his 50s sobbing with his head leaning against the kotel, the wall. "It's no coincidence that we're here now with this man," Rabbi Fira said to the donor. "This man needs help, and we are here to help him. If he needs medical assistance, I will help him. And if he needs financial assistance, will you help him?" The donor agreed. Rabbi Fira tapped the man on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me. Do you need any medical assistance?" "No," the man politely replied. "Baruch Hashem, everything is fine." "Do you need any money?" the wealthy donor then asked. "Baruch Hashem," the man said. "Hashem has given me everything I need. Thank you for asking." "Do you mind if we ask you why you're crying?" the two men inquired. "You see," the man explained, "last night I married off my last child. I came here to thank Hashem for all the kindnesses He has performed for me all these years. Hashem has given me so much. I can't help but cry when I think about His kindness." This is genuine gratitude and appreciation. If we would sit down and think seriously about all the blessings we've been given, then we too would be moved to tears.